The State Department of Environmental Conservation is updating the public on its deer management programs. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, deer programs used by towns and villages are seeing results but still need to track the lasting effects.
Any person or municipality that wants to shoot deer outside of the hunting season has to get permission from the DEC through a damage or nuisance permit. Several villages are already doing this to try to cut down on the risk of Lyme disease, which is spread by ticks carried by deer, and for other reasons. Those villages include Trumansburg, Hamilton, and Fayetteville. Several more towns, such as Onondaga, Owosco, and DeWitt, are also considering their own deer management programs.
We have some sign that those are being successful in reducing negative impacts from deer, but it'll take more time to really have a good measure of those things. It won't happen after the first year, or even the second year sometimes.
Courtney Lemire, a biologist with the DEC, says deer population control does not always have to be done through a nuisance permit.
We want to help the hunting community get in touch with those, you know, suburban communities and work together to match hunters to properties to control deer that way.
The village of Fayetteville was planning on using volunteer archers to bait and cull deer, but ended up using sharpshooters hired through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Lemire says in the future, that program can be combined with using local hunters to maintain deer population levels. It can cost thousands of dollars, but sharpshooters can quickly accomplish what might take longer for volunteer hunters. Fayetteville's program lasted 6 nights in March and netted 89 deer. That program did run into some problems. On several occasions, members of the public tried to discourage deer from using the bait stations, such as one resident making noise from a nearby property. The USDA Wildlife Services recommends more private properties are used next time and offered to help the village track the data of reported damage from deer. Venison from the program was donated to a local food bank. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.